Chapter 3. The Copy Bird. The holiday home was a bit noisy for Mum. Bill and Ben went eek, eek, and Charlie kept singing about Jeannie with the light brown hair. And the phone rang all the time. More and more people wanted to know if Polly could look after their pets. Mum always said, no, and Polly didn't even try to turn it into, I'll think about it. But Doris the snake wasn't noisy at all. Sometimes she hissed, but only very softly.
I told you she'd be good, said Polly.
One day, Polly and Mum were having breakfast when the phone went yet again. Mum gave a sigh.
I'll get it, said Polly.
She picked up the phone and said hello, but there was no one there. Then they heard the ringing noise again.
Bring, 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 bring.
It was Charlie. Polly laughed, but Mum said, I'm not having that. And she moved Charlie's cage into the sitting room. Later that day, Polly was outside with the guinea pigs when the postman came with two postcards for her. One of the cards was from Mrs. McNair. It had a picture of a Spanish dancer in a pretty dress. Polly took it into the sitting room and showed it to Charlie. He looked at the girl on the front and said,
Pretty boy!